For years, some lawyers have been trying to prove that the Canadian Charter of Rights should protect us from environmental hazards. Today, a lawyer with the Canadian Environmental Law Association will use a case from right here in northwestern Ontario to make that case. Joe Castrilli is representing Grassy Narrows as it calls for the courts to stop the province's plan for clear-cut logging near the community. It's over fears that the clear-cutting will increase the mercury load in the already contaminated local waterways. We'll hear from Castrilli in a moment, but first of all, here's Grassy Narrows Chief Roger Phobister. He says after being turned down for environmental assessment of clear-cutting and years of negotiations, it's time to take the government to court.
We're surrounded by land that's meant to be cut over by the Forest Management Plan. The border of my community, once you get past the reserve border, you're right into the management unit. If the government had their way, they could clear cut right up to our reserve borders if they want. They clearly have that power to do so. And MNR has indicated, okay, we're not going to come close to the community. And it's a matter of the distrust of the government because, you know, historically, they've done everything to impact on our rights, including the flooding, the relocation, and the mercury pollution. Those are all hits against us, and they've broken our trust all in every step of the way in terms of the stewardship of our Aboriginal homeland. So as long as that CFSA applies right outside of our reserve borders, we will never trust that the government is not going to clear-cut on our Aboriginal homelands.
Roger Phobister, Chief of Grassy Narrows First Nations. Joe Castrilli is the lawyer representing the community in its case being launched today, joins us now on the line. Joe Castrilli, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So tell me a little bit more about why Grassy Narrows is so worried about the province's forest management plan.
Well, I think as Chief Phobister has just indicated, the community of Grassy Narrows for the last five decades has been struggling and suffering from the effects of mercury exposure that occurred from the release of 9,000 kilograms of mercury into the English Wabagoon River system from a paper mill in the 1960s. So this is already a vulnerable and disadvantaged community when it comes to issues of mercury pollution. Clear-cut logging that has recently been approved by the government simply puts the community in harm's way a second time.
How so?
Clear-cut logging has been shown by extensive research over the last 10 or 15 years to have the effect of releasing mercury into the water system when it occurs anywhere where studies have taken place examining the issue, whether that's Quebec or whether it's Scandinavia, and also, frankly, in work that's been done in northwestern Ontario. And so just like the mercury in the 1960s from the industrial release ended up contaminating fish by bioaccumulating up the food system, the mercury from clear-cut logging will do the same thing.
So now, how are you going to use the charter to argue this?
Well, the charter is part of the Constitution of Canada and as such is part of the supreme law of the land. And as such, it takes precedence over government decisions that conflict with it. In this case, Grassy Narrows says that the release of mercury to the river system that will contaminate fish and ultimately harm the people who eat the fish will have the effect of violating two provisions of the charter. Mm-hmm. The first one is Section 7 of the charter, which protects and guarantees the right to life, liberty, and security of the person. By releasing mercury to the river system or to the water system generally, that will lead to harm to human health. That, in our view, we believe fits the test for what Section 7 is designed to protect. The second way the charter can apply in this instance is that the release of mercury effectively discriminates against the people of Grassy Narrows by putting them in the position of either giving up the traditional fishing, which is central to their traditional culture, in order to protect their health, or effectively poisoning them if they choose to continue fishing despite the health threat. We think that Section 15.1 of the charter is designed to deal with that kind of threat in these circumstances as well.
Now, the significance of this, Joe Castrilli, for the broader public, if you're successful in this?
If the case is successful, it would be the first or one of the first times that we'd be able to show that the charter can protect the public from environmental and human health harm all by itself.
Mm-hmm. Very first time.
If successful, it would be the first time. There have been attempts over the last 30 years since the charter became the law of the land where environmental claims under the charter have been made, but they've often failed due to lack of evidence or for procedural reasons.
Now, what options did the First Nation pursue making their concerns about mercury known to the province before heading to court? I mean, like, what brought them here?
Well, for at least the last, the issue of clear-cut logging is not a new one to that portion of the province. And, the community has been concerned about the effects of clear-cut logging generally, as Chief Obister noted. The issue of mercury has become more and more prominent as the research has improved over the last few years, and that information has been made known to the government generally, including the Premier, when she was Aboriginal Affairs Minister, over numerous instances, by letters, by communications through the media, and submissions to government from time to time. There were two stages where we attempted, where the Grassy Narrows attempted to do this, during the forest management process, where they made general comments to the government about this concern, and then more substantively after the approval of the forest management plan, when Grassy Narrows attempted to get the Minister of Environment to impose a study on the Minister of Ministry of Natural Resources before the logging would take place. In both instances, the Grassy Narrows people were unsuccessful.
So you're launching the proceedings today in divisional court, I understand. So what's the likelihood this could end up all the way at the Supreme Court?
Well, there's always that potential. A case like this that affects the charter is one that will attract a lot of interest, and both generally in the public, but also throughout the judiciary.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning and explaining this for us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. Joe Castillo is a lawyer with the Canadian Environmental Law Association representing Grassy Narrows First Nation. More details, by the way, of this case on our website, cbc.ca/Thunder Bay.